Let's welcome in our next guest as we break down the NFL, talks a big picture call or pro football stuff with our next guest. You can find him on Twitter at PFF_Steve. You can read him at Pro Football Focus. It is Steve Palazzolo. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Well, we got a big kick out of your top 101 player list for this season. And, you know, reading up on what Tom Brady did, not just in the Super Bowl, but overall on the season, have you guys ever given Tom Brady a higher grade on his season before?
No, we've never given any quarterback a higher grade, and that dates back to 2006. We've graded every single throw in the NFL since 2006, and this is the best season we've ever seen for a quarterback during that time, just counting, you know, throw for throw, giving him credit for passes that are accurate, that might get dropped. You know, we gave him a big deduction for the pass that he threw, that Edelman made that incredible catch because it should have been intercepted. But factoring all of that in, Brady had the best season we've ever seen for a quarterback, and even more incredible, doing it at the age of 39 and then capping it with a Super Bowl, with that incredible comeback, with his fifth Super Bowl. I mean, just such an unbelievable season for Brady, and he really did cap it in style.
So, Steve, we hear this argument maybe more so in baseball than anywhere else to say, well, you know, Sandy Koufax is the best pitcher ever because he had the best prime. He was at his best. He was better than anyone else. I mean, does Tom Brady not only have the best career in length, but actually his prime might be better than anyone else too?
Well, it's funny because when you compare his prime to Peyton Manning, and, of course, those two guys have always been compared to each other, you know, we're looking at Peyton in the, you know, late 2007, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 range. And now Brady's kind of reshaping his prime, because if you go back to 2007, you know, through now, you know, numbers wise, he's been incredible, but now he's even getting better year to year. The last two seasons, you know, stupid numbers that he's putting up, and unbelievable in our system as far as the way his throw for throw grading has been. So, yeah, the fact that he's even reshaping his prime here at 39 years old just makes the story even more incredible.
We also got a big kick out of the number 10 player on your list, Eric Weddle, surely a Hall of Famer, now playing for the Ravens after so many good years with the Chargers. What was the most impressive aspect of Eric Weddle's season this year, in your opinion?
I think it was a lot of just what Eric Weddle does. You know, he's a guy that can affect the game in the box. He can affect the game on the back end. Makes a lot of plays on the ball. I think he's versatile, playing all different types of coverage. So I think it was just a little bit of everything. He's always been a very well-rounded safety, a guy that you know you could trust as a center fielder. You could trust him as a box safety. And we know back in Utah, he was playing in the slot and playing, you know, more cornerback type of role. So he's been a fun player to watch his entire career. And I think this year was just more of a continuation of what he had done for most of his career in San Diego, but maybe taking it a little bit further, making a few more plays on the ball, and really impressive season from him.
Steve Palazzolo is our guest, 1320K fan. As we talk some NFL numbers, Steve, what team, kind of based on your numbers and your predictions of Pro Football Focus, overachieved this year, and maybe which team underachieved?
Oh, interesting question. I would say, you know, I don't know that Oakland necessarily overachieved. I think we thought that they would get to this point, but they really got to a different level, you know, with their offense, with the offensive line, with what they were able to do surrounding Derek Carr. So they were more of just, I would say, more pleasant surprise. I would say that they were on that overachieving type of level. And then, you know, when you look at the Indianapolis Colts, you know, I don't know if the expectations for their roster should have been that high but when you have Andrew Luck, who ended up as our number four graded quarterback, and the fact that they really couldn't do much beyond that, I think that was just a poor showing overall for the Colts, their roster, and show that they certainly have a long way to go on both sides of the ball.
Who do you like in the NFC next year as far as Super Bowl contenders, and do you think the Falcons will be a playoff team again next year?
Yeah, I see the Falcons in the playoffs, but the NFC South has been really unpredictable through the years. Teams, you know, we saw 2 years ago, last year, Carolina was in the Super Bowl, not in the playoffs this year. So they're unpredictable as a division. At first instinct, as far as the Super Bowl, I think is Dallas, and, you know, a lot of it behind that incredible regular season. But, you know, the pieces that they put into place, of course, Dak Prescott at quarterback, Ezekiel Elliott, that offensive line that was one of the league's best. And then defensively, they just did such a good job on the back end in coverage. If they could just add a couple playmakers up front, guys that can affect the quarterback, either interior rushers or edge rushers, I think they can do some serious damage. I think they're the early favorite when looking at the NFC.
Steve Palazzolo is our guest, 1320K fan from Pro Football Focus. You guys do a ton of college scouting as well. I know you just about a week ago released your top 32 prospects coming up for the NFL draft. How many quarterbacks are in there? I mean, how many guys are legitimately deserving of being a first-round pick?
Man, I have two in there right now. I have Deshaun Watson and I have Mitch Trubisky, but this is an ever-evolving process for us. We have our initial production grades that go up, you know, as the games go during the fall, but we have all of our scouts going back and reevaluating these players and adding extra context to those grades. And when we do that, it is tough. You know, Deshaun Watson has his warts, Mitch Trubisky has his warts, and then you see a guy like Patrick Mahomes. I think he's right on the cusp of being that first-round type of talent, Texas Tech quarterback. You know, he's got so much talent, but it's unconventional in the way he plays, and I think he's a guy that teams are going to like perhaps to take in the first round because of the potential that he has. If you can clean up some of his footwork and some of, you know, get him doing more traditional QB type things. It's a very interesting class because I think all of these QBs come with question marks, but they also have enough talent to say, yeah, I can understand why a team would take them in the first round.
I think nationally a lot of eyebrows were raised when Pro Football Focus released their list of the top run-blocking tackles in the country a few months back. Garrett Bowles from Utah was the top-graded offensive tackle in your guys' estimation, and since then, Garrett Bowles' stock has continued to rise. Now, he might be a first-round pick. He might be the first tackle off the board. He told us a couple of weeks ago he thinks he can run a 4.7 40. Even if he runs a 4.8, I mean, what's the ceiling for Garrett Bowles in the draft?
4.7, 4.8 at tackle, that'd be incredible. But, you know, I think that the run-blocking part of his game is certainly valid. It was, you know, Joe Williams was running like crazy last fall, and if you go back and you really watch play for play, that's Bowles destroying people up front. He was a big part of Williams and his, you know, his success down the stretch. You know, great. He's very good in the run game. Great run blocker. He's got to answer the questions about his age, 24, I believe it is, right?
Yeah.
He probably has to ask questions about that because people don't see the upside and they say, well, maybe that, you know, that's a man going up against, you know, 18, 19, 20-year-old kids. But, you know, he's got that mean streak, has that finish. I know a lot of my offensive line friends and follows on Twitter love his mean streak and love that part of his game. I think he's got to clean up some things in pass protection. I think that for us, that might keep him out of that, you know, pure first round label, but certainly a lot to like in that, in a power run scheme at the next level and in the right fit. I could see teams liking him in the first round.
You can find him on Twitter at @PFF_Steve. Read him at ProFootballFocus.com. It is Steve Palazzolo. Steve, really great stuff. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Anytime.